of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We've been hearing a lot lately about prophets. Isaiah certainly gets quoted frequently these days as he eloquently foretold the birth of Jesus. John the Baptist was certainly a powerful prophetic voice preparing the way of Jesus. When Mary and Joseph went to the temple for Mary's purification after the birth of Jesus, they met the prophets Simeon and Anna. And because of their profound faith and constant devotion, they were rewarded by God with the gift of seeing Jesus, the Christ, as an infant. As prophets tend to do, Anna and Simeon brought good news of the present, the birth of the Messiah. But they also alerted Mary and Joseph to eventual sadness, pain, and loss. Now, we tend to think of prophets as only existing in the past, their words found only in Scripture. However, I think there are contemporary prophets. But who are these prophets of today? We know that prophets interpret the present and alert us to the future. They tell the consequences of today's actions, and they remind us that we are responsible for the future. Prophets are beacons of promise and hope. In their song, Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel wrote, "The words of the prophets are written on subway walls and tenement halls and whisper in the sound of silence." Silence is rare these days. We tend to have to seek it out if we are to hear the whisper of the prophets. Because we live in a world of loud and shrill voices fighting for our attention. But in Israel, in place of words on subway walls and tenement halls, the words of prophets are written on ugly concrete walls that encircle and divide the land of the Palestinians. The Palestinian walls keep people locked in and divided, as did the Berlin Wall of the Cold War. The wall in Palestine is covered with slogans and grim statistics. It also carries the pleas and the hopes for independence and freedom. In a way, this silent wall speaks loud and clear of the anguish and aspirations of the Palestinian people. But not all of today's prophets speak of grim futures. The poetry of Mary Oliver calls us to reflect on the beauty of nature, the power of the individual, and the wisdom of dogs. The music of Bono challenges us to work for world peace and an end to poverty and hunger. While in times past, we were moved to action by Robert Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Cesar Chavez. Today, we are inspired by people like Nelson Mandela, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and Physicians Without Walls. From these prophets, we have witnessed compassion, the power of the individual, and the astonishing ability of one to transcend evil. The recent Nobel Prize winner, the teenager Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan, tells the world that prophets of wisdom and courage can also be found in the very young. We don't usually think of prophets, or we don't think of actors as prophets. But certainly Angelina Jolie, George Clooney, and Marlo Thomas speak to us of the needs of children in refugee camps all over the world, and of children here in the United States. At a time when mainstream religions are questioned and challenged, Pope Francis and Bishop Tom Shaw are, and were, prophets of the profound relevancy of the gospel in today's life. They also demonstrate the power of words as well as actions. Paraphrasing George Bernard Shaw, Robert Kennedy often used to say, "There are those who look at things the way they are and ask, why? I dream of things that never were and ask, why not?" I think that is a pretty good description of today's prophets, as well as those very special people who bless our lives with their wisdom, insight, vision, and an uncanny ability to see beyond the commonplace. They are our teachers, parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, and spiritual leaders. They are the ones who stimulate our hearts and minds and open unexpected vistas. They see potential in us of which we never dared to dream. A prophet in our lives says, "Yes, you can. Yes, you can run in the Boston Marathon. Deepen your relationship with Jesus. Stop drinking. Heal a broken relationship." Our prophets inspire and challenge us to become hospice volunteers, work to alleviate hunger here on the Cape, seek out silence in a retreat, turn our lives over to God. Prophets are all around us today. We simply need to be alert, to pay attention, to look, to listen, and to follow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.